Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What did he inhale and it blessed him, it ministered to him? What was it? What? The offering they sent to Brother Paul. Because how many understand that offering was not just money? It wasn't just a check. It was spirit as well. There was natural, but it was spirit substance in it. There was love in that gift they sent him. There was faith in that gift they sent him. Right? God's not smelling currency. He's not smelling gold and silver. He's not smelling dollar bills. He's smelling what they put in it. Because they loved Paul. Right? They came to Jesus through Paul's ministry. They grew up and learned that they were righteous and learned how to live by faith and learned how to get healed, learned how to prosper through him. God through him. And he said, out of all those churches that God used him to establish during that time of his life, nobody sent him a dime. Now that's pitiful, ain't it? He's got churches God used him to start all over the known world, and during this pretty substantial period of his life, none of them sent him anything. And he needed some stuff because he's in jail and he's going through all this stuff. But this bunch, this one church said, we don't care what it takes. We're getting clothes to him. We're getting food to him. We're getting money to him. He likes to write, so we're going to get him some parchments and some pens and stuff. And they said, who'll take it to him? Because it was an arduous journey. But Brother Epi, they said, who'll go for the church here at Philippi? And Brother Epi said, I'll go. I'm young. I'm strong. God will help me. And I don't know how many weeks, I don't know how many months it required to take place, but we know the whole story. He almost died. And Paul got the stuff, and that's what Paul's writing back saying, I got it. And I'm full and I'm satisfied. And he said, this thing that y'all have done, this gift, it is a fragrance. It is like incense that has come up before God, and God has found it to smell sweet to God, to him. That offering that came into Paul's hands from that church, he breathed it in, and God said, I like that. That pleases me. God said it. And it was an offering of stuff. I've taken flack for preaching about giving. But I ain't changing. Did you hear me? I've had some people shun me because of it. But they did Jesus too, you know. People have misused scriptures to prophesy money out of people's pockets into their pockets. And that's bad. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Right? You don't just say, well, all of that, we can't talk about giving. We better talk about giving. Something like this that pleases God, that he receives as a personal ministry to him. We better talk about it so that we do what we do in faith and we're inspired. Because this life is short. I said, this life is short. It's going to be over soon. And all the natural stuff won't matter. The only things that will abide the final judgment is the things that were done in the spirit that pleased God. So we ought to be looking for things that please God, right? And forget the other stuff. Say it out loud. Sweet smelling. Fragrance. To God. Of course, you understand he's talking about an offering, money, stuff. And we saw that in Hebrews. That was the second thing he mentioned. What was the first? Praise and thanksgiving. Should we look at our praise time in our services and our offering times the same? Should we look at them just exactly the same? Why? Because we don't just show up to church and go, gimme, 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 God, I need something. No, we don't. We come, we enter into His presence. We come into His gates and His courts with thanksgiving and praise, and we offer them to Him. We say, here, Lord, we're not asking for anything right now. Here, we want to minister to You. We want to bless You. Yes. Listen, you can't bless God. Yes, you can. Yes, you can bless God. He said you could. And He's right. You can't give anything to God. You most certainly can. He said you could. If He's right, He's right. Look at another example of this in Revelation, please. Revelation. God is so good. Are you stirred up about this? I'm stirred up about it. I believe we can bring our singing and our praise on a higher plane. Do you? I believe we can come and bring our money and our offerings on a higher plane. We can come before the Lord with more faith and more love and please Him better. Please Him better. Revelation 5. You get more insight into this. Man, I was getting revelation on this today. Some stuff I don't understand yet. I know it, but I don't understand it yet. I may mention some of it to you. Lord, help me. I don't want to say something I shouldn't. But Revelation 5 and 8. Revelation 5, 8. When He had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors. Now, what should you think when you see that word? Fragrances. Fragrances. And He said, these fragrances, they are the prayers of the saints. Prayers have a shape and form in the Spirit. They can be seen, they can be smelled. Prayers. And they are kept. These are containers. Vial is a container. And they had these containers full of these wonderful fragrances. What are those fragrances? See, people just, well, there's fragrances. No, they're not just a fragrance. It's a prayer. Now, one individual said, I wrote it down one time, a preacher said, praise is the highest kind of prayer. When I heard that, I wrote it down. I thought, that's something bears witness with me about that. See, praise is not just saying praise the Lord, and that's all it is to it, praise the Lord. That could be, but it's much more than that. How many understand when you're praising God, you're talking to Him? Lord, You're so wonderful. We love You so much. We exalt You. We magnify You. Sounds a lot like prayer. Right? What is prayer? You're talking to God, right? You're communing with God and fellowshipping with Him. So see, it's hard to see where prayer begins and praise ends and prayer begins and vice versa. Don't try to figure it out. Don't need to. But I just want you to see this includes the idea of praise. Because it's communion with God. Now look here, you're in chapter 5, going over to, I believe it's chapter 8. Chapter 8. You see it again. Chapter 8 and verse 3. Another angel, 8:3, came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given to him much incense, that he should add it with the prayers, or offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, and which came is in italics, so that's not even there. The smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. See, does this remind you of anything in the Old Testament? Did you see anything about incense? I mean, God was very specific. He told them exactly what that incense was made out of. You don't put anything else in it. You don't change how it was made up. And nobody could burn any just like that at their house. It was holy. It was supposed to be only there. And it was burnt all the time. And there was this cloud that came and filled the tabernacle and around the holy place and this wonderful smell. That was natural. But it's a type of something. Right? And we're seeing here what it was a type of. It's a type of the real thing. We don't see it, but you and I come together and lift up our hearts and praise God and worship God and glorify God. If you could see into the Spirit, you would see it's like incense. And it's like smoke and it's like a perfume. And God takes it. He receives it. And it blesses him. It ministers to him. It pleases him. He keeps it. Oh, glory to God. Why should we praise the Lord? This is a big reason why we should praise him. It's something he gives us everything. Life, breath, awareness, everything, every millisecond of the day is something we can give him. Yes. That we can give him that he will receive from us. So I challenge you and myself together. Let's purpose in our hearts right now, this church. The Lord told us, excel at hospitality. We've started that way. We've heard a lot of good reports about it. We're going to continue on that line. How many believe we could excel at this? We could excel. You know, we talk hospitality is ministering to people. Let's excel at ministering to God. Let's believe him to teach us so that we grow and we eliminate everything that doesn't smell good to him. Old flesh and pride and arrogance and all that kind of stuff, that's not going to please him. But to grow where we rid ourselves of that and eliminate and grow to where it smells good to him. And it just smells better and better and it's purer all the time. Amen? Amen. To where on service time, God himself is going. That's why we should praise the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me